Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with first-time author, debut novelist, Antoinette Van Houten, and her book is called Saving Max. Hello, Antoinette.
Hello, how are you?
Congratulations on getting your first book published.
Thank you very much.
A labor of love, yes?
Absolutely, in many ways.
Tell me how Saving Max reflects on your personal life. First of all, let's talk about the plot, and then tell us where you drew it from.
All right. Actually, I'll do it in the opposite way, if I may. I'm the mother of two autistic sons, and I started to write this book based on personal experience, and a lot of it is just a collage of my personal experience as a mother of autistic children. But this book in particular is based upon a psychiatric visit to a very well-known hospital. And in the book, the mother comes with her autistic son and meets another mother who has an autistic son. And as the plot develops, one of the boys is murdered, and one of the other boys is accused of the murder. And I'm not giving anything away there, but and it's based on my life with my boys and raising them, which, of course, you'll read the part about the mother and her unshakable faith in her son. No matter what doctors say, no matter what teachers say, no matter what anyone says. And as a mother of an autistic son, I can tell you that's difficult to do.
Antoinette, what made you decide to take your real-life experiences, and difficult experiences, no doubt, and turn it into a thriller?
It's so funny. When we were in that hospital, and I was sitting there with my son for a month, I had all these mixed feelings and fears and all kinds of things going on. But I sat there, and it was such a sterile, terrible environment with a lockdown and a very frightening appearance, particularly for my 9-year-old son, that I thought, wouldn't this be a great place for a murder? And that's how it came out. It was originally going to be a nonfiction account of my experience, and then it just happened. And so that's how it became a thriller.
This is very bold of you, taking this real-life experience, writing fiction, getting your first book published. Tell me about all this and how you created that courage to go forward with all of this.
You know, I think, I was a lawyer for 15 years, and lawyers always think they can write, but I've always wanted to write a book since I was 12. But I think the reason I had to write this book, because at the time my son was 9 years old, back 22 years ago when he was born, there were no resources like you have today, no support groups, no nothing. And for me, this experience, along with raising my stepchild, who's also autistic, it was such an overwhelming time in my life, a decade really, of such tension and despair and hope and loss and, you know, just such a difficult time that it was cathartic for me to write it. And I started writing the in-the-hospital portion when my son and I were there, more as a journal. And I don't think it's really brave of me to write it. I think it was mostly to stay sane in a very insane time in my life, and just to basically get my head around the experience, to try to keep my hopes up, to try to understand and process what all of this is meaning as I'm going through it.
Talk about the difficulties in raising an autistic child and how you integrated those feelings into the book.
I think the hardest part about being a parent of an autistic child, particularly when my sons were growing up, is no one understood. The public didn't understand. Doctors often give you, every doctor, every psychiatrist, whoever they are, they give you different diagnoses. They make different recommendations for medications. You have to watch your child go through these different medication changes, different strategy, educational strategies. And you have to be not only their advocate, you have to know your child well enough to make decisions for him or her about how they are going to develop into whoever they can be. And when you have an autistic child and they're young, you have no clue how they're going to, quote, turn out. And I'm very fortunate that at 22, my Asperger's son is doing fabulously well, but no one would have given a nickel for his future when he was 7 or 8 years old. And so that's the hardest part, I think, is making sure that you are realistic and you're not in denial, but you are committed and have faith in your child, because you're the only one ultimately who will. And so I integrated that into the book. I think the book's theme primarily is a mother's love for her son and an unshakable faith in him, no matter what everyone is saying about him, and no matter what legal charges are brought against him either. So,
I'm guessing you did extensive research on your son's condition, and you probably applied that style of research to the book as well, yes?
Yes, although the research that I did, I have done for the past 20 years. And so that came fairly naturally to me. I mean, I know psychopharmacologists, I know everybody in Texas at least, and certainly in other states, involved in treatment, psychiatrists, everybody. And so the research I had to do really wasn't much, just to update myself on some medications, but my son's still taking medications, so that really wasn't much research in this one. It was all from personal experience.
The book is called Saving Max. It's a thriller, and it's the first novel by Antoinette Van Uten. Antoinette, good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.